God, I'm sorry that you got stuck with me for dinner. I know you had this big romantic night planned with your new mystery woman. I guess I lucked out, because you had to use this reservation on someone. Might as well be your best friend. God, this place is amazing. The food was great. Probably expensive as shit, right? Lucky little bitch. Don't worry. I'll pay for my half. Well, go on. Open up your fortune cookie. Let's see what it says. Oh, this night just keeps getting worse and worse for you, doesn't it? A romantic night of pleasure is ahead of you. Oh, I feel so bad. I bet you really did have a romantic night planned after dinner, didn't you? Really? You pulled out all the stops, huh? No, I believe you. I'm curious what you think that is. Well, I guess I could stop by and check it out. I mean, I don't have a date tonight, and, well, yours isn't showing up since you got called out of town on business. What the hell? I'll come over and see what your idea of a romantic evening with your new lady love is like. Okay, fine, I'll drop it. I don't like you paying for my dinner. That's money you could use on your new love. Could get her bracelet or flowers. Yes, I know I'm still talking about it. Fuck, you're stubborn, you know. Okay, let me see this setup in your apartment. Wow! Are you sure I'm in the right apartment? Fuck. You clean this place up really good. It's spotless. And there's soft music playing in the other room, and oh, it smells like vanilla, which, if I'm not mistaken, is an aphrodisiac. You naughty boy. God, who knew you had this in you? The candles flickering. They're tea lights. Well, that's good. You didn't want to burn the place down while we were out to dinner. My goodness, you've thought of everything, haven't you? No, I'm impressed, actually. Maybe a little bit jealous. I can't remember the last time a man did anything this sweet for me. Then again, I usually can't wait till they get me home. I've got their dick in my mouth in the car after dinner. Oh, I'm teasing you. Well, maybe a little. You know I'm not the type of girl that inspires romantic gestures. It's just the trade-off, I guess, I have to live with for being so fucking horny all the time. But, God, I can imagine I'd be even hornier if I got this on a date with a guy. It's really, really sweet. You're an amazing guy. And if that new girl does anything to hurt you, you tell me and I will bitch slap her so hard she'll... What are you doing? Kissing me? Well, duh! I figured that one out pretty quickly. Why? Look, if this is about you paying for dinner, I offered to pay my... Yeah, it's nice, but it's just... Just stop for a second, okay? It's just weird. Look, I know that you had this whole romantic night planned, and it got ruined, and you had these expectations, but I'm your friend. I'm not gonna let you do something you're gonna regret. You got this amazing girl that you worked so hard to impress. It's not me you really want to be here with. It's her. And oh, fuck. Did you just tell me to shut up? Doing this, I'm trying to be the logic one here, but you know I'm fucking weak, right? Oh, what does that mean? You're counting on it? Wait! What are you talking about? You were counting on me getting distracted when you started kissing me. Is that some sort of dig at me because I'm always super horny? I'm just a good second choice? Is that what this is all about? I'm your fill-in fuck for tonight because your girlfriend couldn't make it? Because that's really fucking shitty of you. Oh, fuck, stop telling me to shut up and stop kissing. Oh my god. Fuck. Where did you learn to kiss like this? Practicing with your pillow on my ass. Oh my god. You know we shouldn't do this. You're gonna regret this. Your girlfriend's gonna get mad if she finds out. Fuck, she's not gonna find out. What about our friendship? What if... I don't want that to change. I really don't. I love you so much. As a friend, I mean, of course. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, that's really no fair. You know I've confided in you that, having my neck kissed, like, that just makes me lose all train of thought. Oh my god. What? Are you serious? You're asking me if you can touch me? I can't believe you. You're just not like any other man I've ever known. They would never ask. They'd already be groping my tits and my ass and sliding my skirt up. But you're actually asking if you can touch me. Which honest to fuck just makes me want to let you touch me anywhere you want. Oh, fuck, I should have guessed it was my tits you wanted to get your hands on. No, you're not that predictable, of course. Fuck, nothing about this night's being predictable, it's just you are a man after all. Oh my god. No, you're not hurting me. You're actually really fucking gentle with them. You can be rougher, you know? You could squeeze my nipples and twist them and... Oh my god, that feels so good. Yes, I like it when you do that. God, I should have never told you that. How that makes my pussy tingle when my nipples are squeezed like that. Huh. Oh, God, you're liking this, aren't you? Well, I've got a few tricks of my own up my sleeve, mister. Like this. Oh my god. Fuck your heart. Notice I didn't ask if I could put my hand on your cock. Stroke you over your pants like this. Oh my god, fuck. Why didn't you ever tell me you had such a big cock? Oh, really? Because I wouldn't be able to keep my hands off of you. Oh, fuck. Now I'm nothing but a slut for a big dick, is that it? Oh, shit. Okay, I'm sorry. I take that back. Oh, just maybe do that again. Squeeze my nipples hard like that again. Oh, it was supposed to be a punishment, huh? For calling myself a slut. Oh, you picked a very good punishment then. Oh, God. Oh, my God, fuck. God, I want you to touch me more. I want you to feel what you're doing to me. But I shouldn't be asking you for that, should I? I want it though. I want you to let me take your hand and put it right here, right up under my skirt, right between my legs. From what I'm used to. I just used to, men just fingering me fast. Two fingers thrusting in. You just tease it. Rub my clit over my panties. Not even trying to touch me yet. Oh my god, I have to touch you. I can't wait. Please, can I touch you? Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, you feel good in my hand. Oh, you're so warm. Hard. Oh, fuck. It's almost unreal that you're so hard for me. I didn't think you could ever be attracted to me. What? Why are you pulling away? No, I'm not trying to make you mad. Why are you rolling your eyes? What did I say? Oh, thank you. I didn't know that you thought I was beautiful. I mean, funny and not hideous looking, I get that. We're friends, you would have told me that by now, but I don't know, I just figured how sex-crazed I am kind of always turned you off, like you were disapproving of me in some way, judging me. I mean, you're always really nice, don't get me wrong, it's just you never said anything about the men I dated, or the things I'd do with them. You're always so quiet about it. I figured you just didn't want to scold me for being a slut. Where are you taking me? Up to your room. Okay. What are you doing? Ow! 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 Jesus, fuck! Cut it out! You can't just put me over your knee and slap my ass! Okay, fine, I'm sorry for whatever the fuck I did. I'm sorry for calling myself a slut. Jesus, fuck. Fuck, I didn't think you had that in you. Just never imagined you'd put me over your knee. Oh, God. Fuck. No one. I've never had anyone put me over their knee and slap me. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yes, feel it. Feel how fucking wet they got me. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, what are you doing to me? Who the fuck are you? Jesus, you can't say stuff like that. Because you might actually make me believe that you're the one I've been waiting for all this time. I think maybe I should sit up now. We probably have some things to discuss. What do you mean after? After what? Huh? Oh my God. Oh, what? You want me to sit down right on your cock? But, of course I want to. I just... Oh! 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 I like sitting on your lap like, oh my God, oh God, fuck you, deep, fuck, really, you fantasized about this, about me sitting on your lap all the fucking time, riding your dick like this, bouncing on it, is that what you want me to do? You want me to bounce my pussy hard? Down on your dick. No, it's not bad. Oh fuck, it's not wrong. Oh fuck, I like. Oh no, God. Yes, grab my tits. Grab my tits and squeeze them harder, harder. To make it last. I know you had this amazing romantic evening planned and the horny slut in me just oh God. Fuck, fine, I'm not fucking sorry. You've always dreamed of. Oh my God, baby. Why didn't you ever say anything? Why didn't I know this? What have I been missing out on all this fucking time? And now you've got her and... What do you mean, I'm her? What? You wanted to show me how I deserve to be treated. I don't understand. Are you saying you don't have a girlfriend? This whole night, the fancy dinner, the candles, the music, the kissing, it was all for me. Oh my God. No, I'm not mad. Well, maybe a little about my sore ass, but... I can't believe you did this for me. You love me, don't you? Now you're getting all shy. After you just admitted you did all this. Faked a girlfriend. Faked being stood up. Brought me over here. Seduced me, knowing all my fucking weaknesses. Slapped my ass and made me beg you to let me come. You can't admit that you love me? Come on. Say it, so that I can say it back. Oh, fuck yes. I've loved you for so long. Oh, fuck, thank God. Finally, I can be a slut just for you. Only you. Like I've always wanted. I think I'll start by showing you right now.